Let's settle in here. Good settling. Let's continue. Okay, we're getting there. You may be able to sense the frequency of the email programs now compared to the frequency of where this group meets. Can some of you sense that now?
Well, I didn't think of it that way, but I guess that's how I'm feeling because I have very little tolerance and patience for email anymore.
Yeah. If you sense it right now, if you just kind of sense your email program and just kind of feel or sense the frequency of it, and how does it feel?
Actually makes my stomach hurt.
I can believe that. I can really believe it.
Not kidding.
It feels like it takes my awareness and shrinks it into the screen, and then it belongs to the screen.
So,
Oops, sorry.
yeah, oh, go ahead, Fran.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of this until you mentioned it. And just in the past, I don't know, couple months, whatever, emails and Substacks that I used to devour, I just delete. I don't read or delete. I really just can't. They don't hold any interest, and they're annoying. And if I do read them, I'm not happy with myself afterward. So.
So we're all gonna have to like just get really telepathic here and go beyond these programs. But I just so sense your email program or like the Substack or whatever you go on. And it's not the people so much as the platform, because it's the platform with the algorithms that are controlling everything. And to me, it's like a straitjacket. So I have to be extra careful. Even more so than I usually am. So I apologize for any mix-ups that I create. Because when I'm sending out an email to you, I am in a very high state of consciousness to ensure that I'm emanating light and conveying lightness. And so it contrasts with where the actual technology is, so I can be out of sync with the technology. So I truly do apologize for it and the confusion that it causes. Any other things that people want to share since we've haven't met for 2 weeks and lots has been going on? So anything that you'd like to share right now?
This is Laurie. I'm not sure if I heard you say that you were planning to send a different email than you sent earlier today, but I'm really glad you sent the one you did. I read it and I feel like my nervous system just like just I don't know, just the whole affirmation of allowing the living energies to fill the spaces of what, where the grief and trauma and because I just have been feeling so many releases.
Oh, that is the one that I meant to send.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not the one that ended up in my inbox, but I'm glad you got
Really glad I got it too. Oh, that's so funny.
thank you for letting me know that. That's great and good. I'm glad that you could feel that.
Yes, and I liked the guidance to I'm looking at it right now just to make sure I get the allow Mother Earth's loving stream to fill you before you have a thought or feeling. That was very helpful because I wasn't necessarily doing that, you know, and so it just really helped me to become more conscious of the whole process. So thank you.
Very good. Yeah, you can't, you have to assume that any thought or feeling that you have right now is in the lower frequency realm and it's ready to be upgraded. And so you allow it to be upgraded and reinterpreted by the stream of living energy. And I'm sure each one of you has had that experience where you're sitting in some kind of pool of, you know, self-doubt or pain or some kind of heavy experience. And then you allow the living energies to flow through you. And then some kind of understanding or new knowing or release comes through. And then you're in a new place with it. And so that's, I would say, don't assume that any thought or feeling that you're having right now, or even bodily experience, can't be shifted and brought into a new light by allowing the energies to flow through you. And the other point I want to make with this is, you know, we're letting go of a lot. Well, there's actually two points. We're letting go of a lot. And in the old way of working, we would, you know, like cut the cords. We would kind of ban ourselves from thinking or feeling anything negative, or kind of cordon off something that felt intrusive or heavy that we didn't want in our field. And so it's just all kinds of light coming into the group right now. And so sometimes we would be left with letting go of something, but not know what to replace it with. And there were often uncomfortable times when we didn't know what to do with ourselves or our identity shifted as a result. And so we're not meant to be left in a void. And I know I've said this before. When we are in the process of releasing something old, something that has come to light, because we work in the light, and when something comes to light, to be revealed, and we've been sitting on it, holding it, containing it, and we sometimes it's uncomfortable to see and feel what comes to light, but we don't want to stop there. We want to allow the living energies to bring us into a new space with whatever becomes revealed to us, an upgrade, so that we're in a higher frequency space with whatever it is that we let go of or need to see, need to feel, and no longer see it from that self, from the negativity of self that we were trained to immerse ourselves in. You know, that self-doubt and neglect that we had for ourselves, the lack of taking care and loving ourselves. So when we allow the energies, allow ourselves to sit with something that we know has come to light, and it may be uncomfortable, but we do use the term, we can use the term, turn it over, turn it into the stream of the living energies, and allow the energies to bring it into a new place, one that doesn't feel like we've been left in a void, but we've come to a sense of Maybe we're a sense of being held, a sense of being supported, a sense of it's not as dark as we think it is. And so there's a whole new context for our evolution.
Sarah, this is Carla. I had to have a medical procedure today, and I was really worried about a part of it. And when I went in, I was shocked that the nurse actually listened to me and acted on it. And I was thrilled because it made everything smooth out, and I was comfortable going into it. And that was unique because my last experience was nothing like that, but this time it was a smooth sailing kind of thing. And it was wonderful, actually.
Oh, good.
And I think that, I think part of it is just trying to put myself in the right frame of mind and just experience these energies that just kind of helped guide me through that. It was a blessing.
Aw, I'm thrilled for you. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to share something that happened last week, and we had a family dog that unexpectedly passed and crossed over, and I haven't had to deal with grief in many, many years, and the way I was able to process it and handle it in a much different way than I ever had was truly remarkable for me. And I attribute that completely to being a part of this community and in these frequencies. So it's been difficult, and I get very emotional at moments, but overall I think it's been tremendously different for me.
Oh. Have you felt the presence of your puppy?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the day, and I was out of town too, so I wasn't even around. So it was very tough with the kids and whatnot. And this is the dog they've had essentially their whole life. And I took a hike and I just stumbled upon this waterfall, a tiny one. And I had this beautiful ceremony, and his light being came in to my field of vision. And I saw him as a luminous being. It was actually really joyful.
Yes. Yes. I'm so glad you had that experience.
Thank you.
Yeah. Light's really pouring into the circle. There was a second point, but it'll come back when it's time. There are two new blogs on the blog page. Marianne found the most recent one. Oh, I remember what the second point was. During this period of time, there are going to be many things that surface in terms of your lineage, in terms of your past, and we're not meant to bypass those. I don't want you to have a perspective or viewpoint about the ceremonial circle that gives you an idea that we're supposed to just kind of be not attend to the true feelings that are in our body. And those are coming up now. And so the circle is an all-encompassing support. And so that which may have been more difficult to deal with without that support, and which you may have suppressed because you didn't feel like you had support, even though you may have had a good therapist or friends that were helping you, you still might not have felt the true deep support that the ceremonial circle can give you. And what Russell said really reinforces this. But we're not meant to skip over anything that comes up. But remember and feel the support of ceremony while you are dealing with possibly some of the difficult things from your past, this lifetime or any other lifetime. And that the higher frequency of the circle will help you transform and release from your body and your fascia tissues and your cells things that have been held and suppressed. So this is the time for that. And some of it may come as a surprise. Some things you may have been aware of for a long time and are now able to take into your being and allow them to shift and come into a living state rather than a stagnation or a blockage. There used to be kind of a rose-colored glasses kind of belief that spiritual work could cure and solve everything, and that you wouldn't have to deal with the actual feelings and experiences that you've had in this lifetime. And we've moved past that. It's no longer, the expectation that spiritual work will fix everything. And so I just encourage you that if things start coming up or have been coming up, know that ceremony has helped bring those up. Ceremony supports the evolving through those releases and transformations. And know that the planetary awakening is supporting this heavy energy to be released from the body and the cellular structures. So we're moving into a much more multidimensional experience of our bodies. So it's the stuff that's been held in the cells, in the tissues, that's really coming up now. And it's been heavily suppressed and compacted. But this is part of the physical evolution that we're learning about now. Has anyone noticed that in their lives now?
Yeah, it's Fran. I have. And it's one of the things I posted about today. And as I had the realization at the end of a tough day that all of a sudden this was, I had changed, and this particular issue, in some ways, there was great light and great transformation within me. And in the past, I was aware at the time. That I mean, I was like this. I mean, when at that day when that happened, that in the past, I would have essentially said, "Okay, done. Spiritual world has taken care of it. The light is taken care of with it. I am released and done." And yet, really along the lines, very much in keeping with what you've just said, I knew. I didn't fight it. There was nothing to fight. I simply truly knew that this also needed to be addressed by me on what I'll call the 3D plane for. A lack of a better way to describe it, but essentially I'm in therapy. And it was so easy and so it just all flowed very naturally. And so it, thank you. That really, it, that affirms kind of what my knowing was, and it truly feels right, and that it was the grace of the ceremonial community. And I include those of us who are seen as well as the unseen beings who brought me to the place, that supported me into the place where truly I could see, and I was totally ripe and ready to release and address and heal. It's in the processes of that part of it's underway. And there's really not a doubt in my mind, but what I will be supported and as I address this on the quote 3D. So thank you.
You're very welcome. That's good practice.
This is Mark. I like the word that you used in the blog, relationship. Because that vibrated with me, a lot of resonance there. So just as far as things arise, to be in relationship with them as opposed to, you know, blocking them or pushing through whatever other word you want to use, that word relationship really resonates well with me.
Oh, I can feel that. That was very helpful for me to hear you say that. It brought it alive in me again. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. This is Ananda, and I want to chime in and second that, because it one of the interesting things for me when I was studying with the Tibetans was that the monks take a vow that they won't take anything unless it's offered. And I was reflecting on our spring water and how the difference between a spring water is the earth is giving it. And mostly we are very used to taking. And that whole comment in the blog about control, control, control. And if we shift into relationship, it's just acknowledging that if we are going to do something, like if we have to cut down a living tree, instead of just doing it, it's like we are in relationship and we can make a ceremony out of it. We can thank the tree for what it's, you know, for its existence and its being, and, you know, and offer our gratitude for what it's done. So it just makes the world so much more of a living place if we're viewing it as not us in an inert world, but us in constant relationship with everything around us.
Beautifully spoken. See, what's happening here with the circle is that each of you has learned how to speak from a place of realization. So as each of you speak, and the amount of authenticity and integrity and realization in your experience that you're relating really spreads to everyone in the circle. And makes you a very active participant in the sharing of living energies. Everyone that has spoken tonight has come from a place of authenticity and realization of what they spoke. And so as I sit here and listen, I'm receiving. I'm receiving the living energies that you are sharing. And this is bringing us into just this incredibly powerful ceremonial relationship, using that word, that vibrates through everyone. And I'm sure you can feel it. You can tell when someone is not in your daily life. You can tell when someone hasn't really embodied what their words are saying. You're left drained more than nourished. And so I'm sitting here taking in all that you're sharing and so grateful to be on the receiving end.